Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, checking in with Indianola Girls Soccer with Head Coach Mike Wilson. And Coach, thank you so much for joining us, taking over the program this year. Tell us a little bit about yourself and stepping in as Indianola Head Girls Soccer Coach.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity to share a little bit about myself and the program. Excited to be a part of it. I came into the position this fall. Or this spring, sorry, coming in from taking more of a club side of coaching here the last 8 to 10 years with a local soccer club here, with Apex Soccer Academy, that kind of serves Indianola, Norwalk, and Carlisle. Been in Indianola since 2005. Moved back after graduating from Simpson, and getting married up in Minnesota, and then coming back to coach at Simpson College as a men's soccer coach. Lived in town. I've got two daughters that are 16 and 14, so a freshman and sophomore and an eighth grader. Coaching is something I've done for quite some time, various levels, and excited to,
go ahead. I was going to say, taking over this Indianola girls soccer program, things had some ups and downs over the last couple of years, but I think really a lot of talented players coming through. What were your first impressions when you kind of got into some practices and got a view of what the team would look like this season?
Yeah, no, the program is certainly in a good place. Numbers being always in the high school or even the club game, the number of players that have coming out is important. The talent level is where it should be, where at the top end of our juniors and seniors are the leaders and have the experience, and we've got some younger players that are coming in with quite a bit of club experience that I think is benefiting the group. But overall, we'll be in a good spot to be competitive in our matches, and excited to see what we can do in the Little Hawkeye Conference here this spring.
Well, let's talk a little bit about playing style. How do you envision this Indianola team playing this season? Already one game in, so what did you see from this team? And then, of course, playing, as we're talking, Friday afternoon, one game later this evening.
Yeah, no, I mean, like for our, per se, style of play or what we prefer, for this, the coach speak or the soccer speak, possession oriented, we're looking to, move our opponent through the positioning of the players as well as our movement off the ball. We want to play forward as fast as possible, and as early as possible, and create opportunities for ourselves. Be very disciplined in defense and out of possession, having a good structure and ability to keep ourselves in games, and pride ourselves on that side. So, for us, that's perhaps cookie cutter, or pretty plain Jane. But I think it's from my experience, and we can attach ourselves to those two items, in and out of possession. Other teams can't score if we're possessing and moving the ball, and we'll be disciplined in the areas of the field that we need to be, and turn people over and see if we can take advantage of some of our athleticism that we have throughout the team.
Well, we saw a great performance already against Knoxville. What did you see in that game that impressed you, and what did you see that you want the team to still work on?
Yeah, no, I think it was a great way to start off the season. The conditions were not ideal. I'm probably most pleased in just how the team responded, getting out there and getting work done. So they responded really well. All 19 players got playing time, significant time, spread out the scoring, and just overall a good way to start the season. It was a good team performance and a good start to get things moving.
As you go on throughout the season, the schedule gets much harder, including, again, as we're talking, this is going to play Saturday, and Indianola will play Nevada, but then it's teams like Waukee, Carlisle, who also had a big win, and then, of course, Powers, DCG, and North Polk. What is the goal for this team? I know the capability of this team is to go out and compete and win against teams like that, but did you have a goal or something that you and the athletes discussed so far?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, we're competitive and disciplined in our games, right? Manage the moments. Soccer's about a game of moments. It's not anything crazy. It can be three moments of a game that go your way, and you can have everything else go to not go well, and you can come out on top. So you got to be ready to play, and most importantly, compete. As we look to it, we're managing ourselves first. So that's the game amongst ourselves. You know, how well are we possessing the ball? How many connected passes? How many chances are we creating on the attacking side? And then defending wise, where are we turning over our opponent? Are we doing it in the attacking third? Are we doing it, you know, deeper down the field? You know, how are we limiting their opportunities? So that's just the game amongst ourselves. Like, that's doesn't matter the opponent. We've got to manage those. As we get into conference, which is our priority this season, in the fact that that's our first chance to be able to go win a conference title. We're looking at those games, managing ourselves first, but then being able to be aware of our opponents. These groups have a little more, I wouldn't say experience, but they've had success. I mean, DCG, you know, state champs, if I remember right, from 2A. You've got Norwalk, who's been obviously a Warren County rival, but traditionally a very strong team. Pella's strong. You know, you look at those three teams in our conference right there, those are some great groups to test ourselves against. You know, win the games that we're supposed to, we're going to be in a really good spot this season with the group we have.
Thank you very much again, Head Coach Mike Wilson and Enola Girls Soccer. We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.